I think I've grown in every possible way. It's very hard for me to say that I'm different because I've been growing into my own. I think I've been trying to grow into my own from the very beginning.
Moving past the Billie Holiday comparisons and establishing her own name and sound was one step in Madeline Peru's growth as a singer. On a new album, she takes another step, focusing on her voice as a writer. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Artists from Bessie Smith to Leonard Cohen inspire the sultry, smooth, and at times swinging sound of Madeline Peru. And she's paid tribute to those two legends and more by interpreting their songs on her first three solo albums. But on album number 4, called Bare Bones, cover songs are nowhere to be found. Instead, you'll find Madeline's name in the songwriting credits for each of the tunes as a co-writer and as a solo writer for the first time ever. Fleshing out the sound with more polished arrangements is another change in the material, but host John Platt focused on the mood and the mind behind it when Madeline Peru and her band stopped by FUV.
You've included your own songs on every previous album you've done, but on this CD, you decided to go all the way, all Madeline co-writes. What inspired you to do that?
It's sort of just breaking into an area that I've been working on songwriting, as far as songwriting is concerned, and it's what I wanted to try. I didn't plan to do it until Larry Klein, who's been my producer for the last three records now, just suggested that we jump in sort of the deep end of the pool.
He said, take my hand and we'll jump in together?
Sort of. He said, you know, you jump in and see what happens and I'll be there. And I didn't feel ready for it, but by the time I got in the water, I didn't want to get out of the pool. And then I had to convince him to let me finish writing the rest of the record.
I remember what my daddy taught me about how warm whiskey is in a cold ditch. And one more thing about good and evil, you can't tell which is which. If the rest is lost to history, maybe wasted on a fool like me. I got these of bare bones. He left me something after all.
A lot of your songs have a melancholy quality, not exclusively, but many of them. And as you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as fundamentally a happy person, fundamentally a sad person, you know, in between, you know? I mean, I think we all have our own self-image.
Well, I'm very happy singing a sad song, so if that makes any sense to you.
Sure.
it's like the image of my father reciting Burns poetry. I mean, you're allowed to have both happiness and sadness in a piece of art, and for them to live together, you know. It's the way I understand reality. That you can't really be too far to one side or the other, and perhaps, you know, having that middle ground is what makes it work out okay in the end.
Instead of feeling bad, be glad you got somewhere to go. Instead of feeling sad, be happy. You're not on your own. Instead of feeling low, get on everything you love. Instead of wasting time, feel good about what you're dreaming of. Instead of trying to win something you never understood, play that game you know, and eventually you'll love a good. It's silly to pretend you have something you don't own, so let her be a woman and you'll be.
A new song from Madeline Peru called Instead, recorded live at FUV. Hear the complete interview, performance, and more online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.